We know that our calendar is not a historic calendar, that once upon a time there was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and once upon a time there was the Matan Torah, thousands of years ago, and we just commemorate those dates. Rather, we are moving through the same process as Klal Yisrael moved in the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim and in the times of Matan Torah. We're moving through the same process. We're moving out of Mitzrayim and we're going into Matan Torah. And when the Rabban writes in Chumash that the days of Sfiras HaOmer is a semi-Chol HaMoed, the same as Pesach has got its own Chol HaMoed from the beginning to the end of Yom Tov, and Sukkot has got its Chol HaMoed, so Pesach towards Shavuos is a semi-Chol HaMoed, it's not a real Chol HaMoed. But that is the Sfiras HaOmer, which means that if we identify with the issues of what Yetzias Mitzrayim actually means, and what Matan Torah means, and what is the connection between the two, so the same as that we sat on the Leila Seder, we weren't just eating matzah and talking history, we were going through Chayim Odom Liris Es Atzmi Ki'ilu Hu Yotzmi Mitzrayim. Similarly, when you get to Shavuos, so we're not just going to remember that once upon a time we got the Torah, rather we're going to go through the process of another Kabbalah Satayla. So now we are in this interim, in this Chol HaMoed, where we're moving step by step from the Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Matan Torah. What does that mean? We weren't slaves. I mean, we don't know what slavery is all about, Baruch Hashem. But the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say on the Leila Seder, Me'afeilo le'or gadol. Me'afeilo le'or gadol. We were in a state of choshech, and we got to a state of oil. And if we are moving on the Leila Seder from the Leila Seder, 50 steps, it's a ladder, and we're moving 50 steps until we reach Matan Torah. And as the Mefarshim tell us, we were Memta Sharitume, and the Goyim says that we move from the Chamishim Sharitume to the Chamishim Sharipino. So that is the Afeilo to the Oir Gadol. Toiro Oir. Mitzvahs, Neir is a mitzvah, but a Toiro is Oir. A person sees, a person's got perspective of life, he's got perspective of the world, he knows what he's doing here, the more he's involved in Torah. Torah elevates a person, it takes a person out of the darkness, and it brings him into the light. And we daven v'hoyer einenu b'seiro secho, that we should see, we should be enlightened through the Torah. Yoel Hashem pono v'ilecho v'chuneko. What is that bracha? The Kohenim give us a bracha every day. Yoyer Hashem pono v'ilecho v'choneko. So the Medrash in Parshas Nozi says, that is the oil of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meir pono to a person as he gets more and more involved in Torah. He's meir pono to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meir pono. He gives a smile. He makes a person feel close to him. The more he gets into Torah, that is the light, that is v'hoyer einenu b'seiro secho, v'davek libeinu b'mitzvei secho, v'yachid levaveinu le'avo yiro shemecho. The process of v'yachid levaveinu, that a person's natural mahalach is, he wants to get back into the sugya, he wants to communicate with our Kodesh Baruch and feel it. It's a target. I remember when I was a bocher in Polish, I heard Shmuz from Abel Pavalsky, the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita, and I remember him asking the question. He said, why do we get schal for learning Torah? Why are we getting schal? It's the most geschmackier thing on earth. You give a person schal for involving himself in the biggest geschmack is up. I remember then thinking at the time that I've heard better questions than that. That's what went through my mind. But I can tell you that cities of change by me, and by everyone who goes through, gets more and more involved in Torah. The Yoyer Pono, their honest ponim, that you can feel a Shaykhis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected, the feeling of Kutcha Brichu V'Yisroel V'Yiraisu Chadu, the becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through the Torah. That is Hamoyer Shebo Yachzirenu Lamutiv. There's a light in the Torah. A person, the more and more he's involved, it's like Kutcha Brichu V'Yisroel V'Yiraisu Chadu, it's like a connection of Boni Matem L'Hashem Lekeichem. If a person is so far removed from his father and he doesn't even remember that this person was his father, and eventually gets closer and closer until that natural inner Av of Av Leben gets ignited, that is the Yoyer Hashem Pono Velecho. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Hashmeichel, he gives us, and a person can feel so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah until this Kashin becomes a real shvera kasha. Why are we getting tzchar? There's good terutzim for the kasha. But our aim, our goal, is to appreciate the kasha, to reach a madrege, that we're going to ask ourselves this question: what else is left? The ganze Welt, what are they doing? They're running around themselves to get another dollar to do what? They're just running themselves around in the same circle, they're not getting anywhere. And we are building for ourselves a chayim nitzchi, a chayim which is elevated. This is the 50 madreges from the choshech of Yetzias of Mitzrayim, where that was a world which was kuloi taivas, kuloi choshech, kuloi shifrus, to put the person right down in the dumps. And as we rose more and more Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got to Torah, and this is what we're busy doing during these days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all a schus, that every day, the more we involve ourselves, we'll have Siyata Dishmaya. These are special days of Siyata Dishmaya for connecting to Torah. The more we push, the more we get ourselves engrossed, there's special days for Siyata Dishmaya to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get to real Kabbalah Satayah.